10. Herbie was in his cubicle at Woodman & Weld at 7:30 the following morning. He emptied his briefcase of the files he had worked on at home until midnight the night before, then walked up one level to one of the two partners' floors to Carla Martin's office. Carla had a well-deserved reputation as the toughest partner in the firm where the treatment of associates was concerned. With the knowledge of Mike Freeman's offer bolstering his courage, Herbie walked into Carla's office and dumped the stack of files on her desk. "Good morning, and there you are," he said. "There's a memo in each file listing the relevant precedents and case law. That makes you and me entirely up to date." He walked over to a table in a corner where a coffee thermos sat and poured himself a cup, then sat down opposite her. Carla stared at him, unblinking, a glare that any associate would have recognized in a flash as preceding heavy weather. "I don't believe I invited you in for coffee," she said acidly. "That's just one of the many mistakes you make with associates, Carla," Herbie replied, "especially with me." "What? I've spent 2 years shoring up your reputation in this firm, and I'm all done now. I'd like you to recommend me to Bill Eggers for senior associate." This was a step toward partnership, and the appointments were handed out stingily. In fact, he thought, no one could remember Carla ever recommending anyone for senior associate. "You must be out of your mind, Herbert," she spat, "coming in here and making yourself at home and thinking I would promote you." "You can't promote me, Carla, I know that, but if you sign this letter, it might help a bit with Eggers." He removed a letter, neatly typed on the firm's letterhead, and slid it across the desk. Carla picked up the letter and read it. "I don't think the praise is overdone, do you? I tried to frame it in your own inimitable, grudging style." Carla was trembling with anger. "You little twerp," she said through clenched teeth. "You get out of my office." "Just as soon as you sign the letter," Herbie said. "Oh, and a phone call to Bill would be nice, too." "Why do you think I would ever do such a thing?" she demanded. "Because if you don't, I'm going to start making people around here aware of what a lousy lawyer you are." "What?" "You've been kept afloat for years in this firm by smart associates who've done your work for you and kept their mouths shut about it. But I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. I'm in a very strong position in this firm. I have an excellent reputation here, and you don't." Herbie saw a flicker of something in her face that might have been fear. He pounced. "You know that as well as I do, don't you? You know you couldn't count on the support of a single associate here and not more than one or two partners. You've lost 2 accounts in the past year, and you haven't brought anything in. You've been on the edge at Woodman and Weld, and all you need is a nudge to tumble into the abyss of unemployment." "Then why would you want the support in the firm of someone as weak as you think I am?" She smirked as if she had won the argument. "Because you never praise anyone for anything, Carla, and the shock just might get Bill Eggers' attention. That's the only reason, believe me." He stood up. "I'll be going now, and I'd like to take the signed letter with me." He held out a hand. She tried the glare again, saw that it wasn't working, and signed the letter. "Now you can go to hell," she said. Herbie put the letter into his pocket. "You first," he said, then walked out. He was quivering with excitement and exultation. He had nailed Carla Martin, and he had it in writing. She could never retract that letter. Herbie walked up another flight of stairs and down the wide hallway that housed the senior partners, then walked into Egger's secretary's office. "Good morning, Jane," he said, giving her his best smile. He had cultivated her carefully since the day he arrived at Woodman and Weld. "Good morning, Herbert," she said. "Do you think he might have a moment?" She picked up the phone and buzzed Eggers. "Herbert Fisher would like a moment," she hung up. "He'll see you." Thanks, sweetheart. Herbie walked into the big corner office. Good morning, Bill, he said.
Herbert, Eggers said, I got your message about leaving early yesterday.
Yes, I had a lot of work to get done for Carla, and I didn't want her interrupting me as she is prone to do, so I took it home and finished it there.
I see.
It was the last work I'll be doing for Carla, Herbie said matter-of-factly. Eggers looked surprised.
Are you resigning from the firm, Herbert?
No, Bill, just from Carla. I won't work for her another minute.
A flicker of a smile crossed Eggers' face.
And how did Carla take that? He asked.
Oh, we parted on good terms, Herbie said, handing Eggers the letter.
Eggers picked up the letter and read it, looking more and more amazed.
Herbert, did you forge this?
Certainly not, Bill.
Eggers pressed the speaker button on his phone and dialed an extension.
Carla Martin.
Carla, it's Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. I've just read the letter you sent me recommending Herbert Fisher for senior associate. Do you stand by it?
There was the briefest of pauses, causing Herbie to begin to sweat. Then she said, sweetly, for Carla,
Of course, Bill. He's a very bright young man, and he's done fine work for me.
Thank you, Carla, Eggers said, then hung up.
His gaze had never left Herbie's.
I'm having a little trouble digesting this, he said.
Do you have photographs of Carla in bed with a donkey?
Herbie laughed heartily.
Carla? I can't imagine her in bed with man or beast.
Neither can I, Eggers said. But before you walked in here, I could never have imagined her writing this letter, either.
Hard shell, soft heart, Herbie said, shrugging.
Who knew?
Certainly not I, Eggers said. So, you're making a formal request to be promoted to senior associate?
Carla was kind enough to do that for me, Herbie said.
But you do want it, don't you?
Of course, Bill. I think I could be more useful to the firm in that position. And not having to slave away for Carla or another partner would give me time to make some rain around here.
You think you could do that? Eggers asked.
Let's find out. My guess is that Marshall Brennan might be disposed to giving us some new business, and I'd like to handle it.
What else do you want, Herbert?
A substantial raise, a real office with a window, my own secretary, and a full-time associate to do everything I don't want to do myself.
Is that all?
For the time being.
And what will you do if I don't give it to you?
Herbie took a deep breath and prepared to threaten to resign, but he stopped himself.
I think this is in the firm's best interests, Bill. And you always do what's in the firm's best interests.
Nobody ever made senior associate around here in under 3 years, Eggers said.
Herbie observed that Eggers had not fired him yet, and he pressed his luck just a bit.
I've heard that, he said, and I think this might give a lot of the associates new hope, even make them work harder.
Eggers pressed a button on his phone.
Yes, Mr. Eggers?
Jane asked.
Come in, please. We moved George Howard to a bigger office yesterday, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Give his old office to Herbert and find him a decent secretary. Herbert is our newest senior associate. Send out the memo and send a release to the papers and the law journals.
Yes, sir.
And who is our newest, greenest, most forlorn associate?
Jane squinted at the ceiling for a moment.
That would be young Bobby Bentley, she said.
Tell him he works for Herbert now.
Yes, sir. Anything else?
Yes. Type up a memo to payroll for my signature, giving Herbert a 15% raise.
Herbert made a loud coughing noise.
All right, 25%.
Yes, sir.
Jane sped back to her desk.
Eggers looked at Herbie. Why are you still here?
Thank you, Bill.
Herbie tried to leave without appearing to hurry.